We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Visiting with Alex Rankin. She is the governmental affairs manager for the Missouri Foundation for Health, which this time around is heavily involved in the census 2020. So, Alex, thanks first for being here. Also, tell us just basically, Census 2020, when will this get underway?
Sure. So activities are sort of already underway in terms of just coordinating efforts, but the Census Bureau will start its count next spring. They will start asking communities and households to respond online mid-March through the end of April.
And why is it important to take part in the census?
Yeah, so it's important for a few different reasons. So first, census data determines the federal distribution of resources that Missouri receives for several different federal programs, things like Medicaid, children's health insurance programs, and then dollars for infrastructure like roads and bridges. Second, it's how we get congressional apportionment, so understanding that we have a fair sort of Missouri voice in D.C. And then lastly, it's our most accurate source of data that we as a philanthropy use, but then local, state, and federal governments use it, as well as businesses.
And money is tied into this, how much money we get back from Washington. And it's a pretty big number per person that's not counted or who is counted, but it's a pretty big number for each person counted. What's that?
Yeah. So in 2010, it was found that for every adult and every child that we failed to count, we missed out on $1,300 per person. And when you think about the decennial census, which is a count over 10 years, that means we're missing out on $13,000 per person for that decade if we undercount them.
And what's new about the census in 2020? Usually you get a letter in the mail, you fill it out, you send it back. What's new this time around?
Yeah, so this is actually the first high-tech census, which means that this is the first time the Census Bureau is going to be asking households to respond online. You will still have the option to fill out a paper form, and you will have an option now to call in your answers. But most households, about 95%, will receive a little mailer in mid-March that gives them directions to fill it out online.
And if you don't fill that out, then what happens?
Sure. So during that non-response period, if you don't respond, you are likely to get a visit from a Census Bureau worker. They may come by your house and just drop off materials and maybe pick it up later, or they may come and knock on your door and ask questions on your behalf.
And they will try to find you because it's very important that you get counted.
Yes, it is their mission to count every person once. And so if they are not getting you counted from their records, they are going to try to reach you, I believe, up to six times before they will go to a neighbor and actually ask some of the questions through a proxy.
Visiting with Alex Rankin, she is the Government Affairs Manager at the Missouri Foundation for Health. We're talking about the 2020 census. Now, there are some parts of Missouri in particular that are undercounted. Tell us about those areas.
Sure. So there's different areas across Missouri that are undercounted or traditionally hard to count. So there are areas in the St. Louis region, for example, North City and North County, and then areas of South City. But then there's also areas across the state. So Southeast Missouri has a lot of pockets of hard-to-count communities where whole counties are actually considered harder to count and less likely to respond. Generally, those that are hard to count are low-income individuals, renters, rural populations, people who have limited English proficiency. Children under five are actually the hardest to count population. So it's really important that we talk to parents and families about counting their little ones. But there's several reasons that make people or communities harder to count. And some of it is just understanding where those pockets are and making sure that we have the trusted voices going out and getting them engaged and feeling safe that they should participate.
You mentioned the trusted voices. Mm-hmm. There are people who are wary of the census, and what can you say to assure them that this is not going to end up in them being arrested or the IRS coming after them or whatever?
Sure. So the Census Bureau will keep your information private. There is federal statute and law that protects your information. No information that you put into the census form can be used against you in any legal proceeding. The Census Bureau cannot share information with other agencies. It's actually protected for 72 years from any agencies. And it's really important that not only, you know, you and I are talking about this, but those organizations that serve hard-to-count populations that are really trusted in those communities as you know, a confidential resource. I think it's important that we make sure we get out that message and that we engage those folks that really know how to reach those people.
And some may be afraid to answer because of the citizenship question, but it is not going to be on the census, right?
Correct. It is not on the census in 2020.
It was interesting you noted that children are one of the most undercounted because in a lot of ways they really depend on the census being accurate because funding for programs for children, for seniors, all kinds of health care, they all depend on the census, right?
Yes. There are several programs that the dollars are derived from census data that directly benefit kids. So things like Medicaid, children's health insurance program, food stamps, school lunches. There's a whole host of programs that our kids and our families rely on. And so we have to make sure we're accurately counting them because if not, we're getting shortchanged.
So as we gear up for this, what do we need to know to prepare to get the letter or to get the email or whatever we're going to get to say, hey, we want to count you?
Yeah, I would just say, know that it's coming in 2020, really understanding that in mid-March, you're going to be getting these mailers and it's okay. And that if you respond, you're helping, you know, our community, you're helping Missouri really capture those dollars that we send to D.C. come right back to Missouri. We have a lot of resources on our website, mffh.org/census. There are a lot of different messaging materials and guides, as well as just resources to help you understand why the census is important, not only to your community, but to you as an individual.
And again, since it's coming online now and you can fill it out on your phone or on your computer screen, there's always concern, and with phone calls as well, of course, about scams. How do you make sure that what the information that you are filling out is from the Census Bureau?
Sure. So there are some key indicators. So knowing when the Census Bureau will be sending you things, there will be watermarks from the Department of Commerce. There are ways that you can actually check to make sure that if there is a Census Bureau in your neighborhood, they are the appropriate person. They will never ask you for things like your Social Security number, bank number, party affiliation. And so we'll have some of those resources available through FAQs on our website so you know what to look for.
So if you have any questions, keep that website handy because you can go right to it, split screen it. You're answering on one screen, you pull up the other side and say, okay, that's legal. And what's the address again?
It's mffh.org/census.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, it starts in March.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Alex Rankin, Governmental Affairs Manager from the Missouri Foundation for Health. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.